We go back now to discussing the halachis of pidyon petach hamar, and what do we do if we have a suffik? Suffik? What do you mean a suffik? If my chamar never had a baby and it gave birth to a male chamar, I have to redeem it for a seh. Where's the suffik? Aha, we'll soon see how many sveikas are shayach. Zak the Mishnah. Once again, Mishnah Gimel, chamar shalai bichra, I have a chamar that never gave birth yet. And right now, Viyolda, it gave birth for the first time, Shnei Zacharim to two males. I don't know which one came out first. Okay. Still, Noisein Tele Echad L'Kayin. You give one lamb to the Kayin, because one of them came out first. For sure, there's a Bchar Zachar here. They were both a Zacharim. So I have to redeem it for a seh and give it to the Kayin. That's the easy case. What do I do, however, if this Chamar that's giving birth for the first time gives birth to Zachar Unekeva, both a male and female? I don't know which one came out first. Zok the Mishnah, Mafrish Tole Echad. Here's the halach. He has to separate one lamb for Pinyan Petach Hamar. But Liatzmai, he leaves that for himself. He's not giving it to the Kayan so quickly. He has to, because if he wouldn't, his Chamar would be Asur Bahana. Again, he has a male chamar and a female chamar that were born. The male chamar would be Asur Bahana, because maybe it's a Bchar, so he has to redeem it. It could be the Nekeva was born first, but I can't take a chance. What I don't have to do is give the seh to the Kayan. La'atzmai, I leave it for myself. Because when the Kayan comes knocking on my door and he says, I heard that you were Mafrish Haseh, I'm just letting you know I'm available to take it, so I'm going to say, I'm sorry, Reb Kayan, but you know the halacha of Hamaytzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. You have to prove that I'm a chuyiv to give it to you. And there's no way of proving that the Zachar was born first. So I separated the set just in case. But I don't have to give it to you. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Shtei Chamoirim. We have two donkeys of a single person. Shaloi Bikru. None of them had any babies yet. We all do, and they gave birth. Right now, Shnei Zacharim to two Zacharim. But I don't know which baby belongs to whom. In other words, at night, I took in my two mother donkeys into the barn. In the morning, I come out, there are two babies there. I don't know which baby is which. Noisein Shnei Teloim L'Kayin. I still have to give two lambs to the Kayin, because each one of these Chamayrim gave birth to a Zachar. But let's say I have two donkeys, I take them to the stable at night, two mother donkeys, and I come in the morning and I find two babies. One is a Zachar and the other is an Akeva. If the two donkeys gave birth to a Zachar and an Akeva, or for that matter, I find three babies, Shnei Zacharim, two males, an Akeva and one Akeva. Noisein Tele Echad L'Kayin, I give one lamb to the Kayin. If I come in the morning and I find a Zachar and an Akeva, so for sure the Zachar is a Bchar. So of course I have to give a lamb to the Kayan. If I come in the morning and I find two Zacharim and an Akeva, so one of the Zacharim is for sure a Bchar. Now, I'm looking at these three babies. Two Zacharim and one Akeva. What could have happened? Now, it could be that the Akeva was born first, and then out came its twin, a Zachar. But there's another Zachar. One is for sure. It could be both. It could be the one Zachar that was a single baby. That, of course, is a Bchar. And it could be, even with the twins, the Zachar came out first. That I don't know. But one for sure is a Bchar. So for one, I'm going to separate a lamb and give it to the Kayan. For the other, I'm going to separate a lamb just in case, but I don't have to give it to the Kayan. I can keep it for myself. Now, the Seh doesn't have any Kedusha. I can do whatever I want with it. The only thing is, you're mechuyev al pi halacha to give it to the Kayan, because if not, you're Ivor Gezela. In this case, I'm not Ivor Gezela, because the halacha is Hamaytzi Mechaveri Olav Araya. He has to prove that it's his. Zok the Mishnah Weiter. Case number three. Again, I have two mother donkeys. I close the barn at night, I come back in the morning. It doesn't necessarily have to be that way, night, morning, we're just using it as a mashal. But he comes back and he sees they gave birth to shtei nekevas v'zachar, two females and one zachar. Oy shnei zacharim u'shtei nekevas. So there are four babies over here. Two zacharim and two nekevas. Ein kan l'kayin klum. I don't have to give any set to the kayin. Why? Because here there's a possibility that not a single one of these zecharim is a bchar. It's a suffix, maybe it's a bchar. I have to separate a tleh for each one of them, but I can leave it for myself. I don't have to give it to the kohen. So let's try to sort this out a little bit. I came back in the morning and I found two nekevos and a zachar. So it could be both nekevos were born first. The nekeva that was born first, of course, is not a bchar, and the nekeva that was born first followed by a zachar is also not a bchar. That nekeva is not a bchar because it's a nekeva, and the zachar is not a bchar because it was born after the nekeva. But I don't know. It could be the zachar was born first. Or for that matter, when I found two males and two nekevos, it also could be both nekevos were born first. So for each zachar, I have to set aside a tle, just in case. But there's no proof that there's any bchar over here for sure, therefore nothing is to go to the kayin. So once again, chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah, we have a chamar that never gave birth yet, and it gives birth to two zacharim, one for sure belongs to the kayin. So I separate a tle and I give it to the kayin. If it's a zachar and a nekeva, I don't know that one for sure belongs to the kayin, because it could be the nekeva was born first. I have to separate a tleh, because if not, it's aser bano, I can't take a chance. But I don't have to give it to the kayin. And again, that's because of the rule, hamaitzi mechavei yalav araya, if somebody wants to take money from me, he has to prove that I owe it to him. If I have two donkeys, both never had any children, I come back in the morning, I find two zacharim, I have to give two tilayim to the kayin. For sure, each one is a bchar. But if I find a zachar and an akeva, or for that matter, two zacharim and an akeva, there's only one bchar over here for sure. That I give to the kayin, as far as the other one is concerned, it's a suffik bchar, so I separate a sen. I say it should go over to this, but I don't have to give it to the kayin. Then we have the case of, I leave my two mother chamayim and I come back and I see two nekevas and one zachar, or two zacharim and two nekevas. I don't have to give anything to the kayin, because it's possible that there is no bechar over here. But in regard to each of these charim, it could be that it is a bechar, and therefore I have to separate a tleh, although I can hold on to it and keep it for myself.